This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The believer, the non-believer, the pious, the non-pious, everyone has access to wealth. But the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you piety and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth. So you're doing your personal ibadah in terms of praying and fasting and dhikr and reciting Quran. And on top of that, you're spending your money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the ideal case scenario. And that is why when you look at the likes of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, what do they have in common? What they have in common is not only the fact that these were amongst the richest of people, not the richest of companions alone, but the richest of people at their time. But in fact, these are the same companions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised paradise to during their lifetime. During their lifetime. Because they were from the pious and used to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was their secret? Their secret, my dear brothers and sisters, was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them wealth in their hand and they would never allow it to reach their heart. They would never allow it to reach their heart. It would come in their hand and they would spend. And Allah would give them more and they would spend. And this was the cycle. And thus we have so many beautiful stories, the likes of all of you are familiar with, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in instances gave away all of his wealth. And when questioned, what did you leave behind? I have left behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we should be striving for, to be pious, God-conscious Muslims with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wealth, and we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.